Faced with all this downsizing, it is a scary time to be a journalist. Much as we might like to, I don't think we can hang our hopes on a federal bailout along the lines of the auto industry or Wall Street, but perhaps there is something the next administration can do to help keep the craft of reporting alive. That's the thesis of Mark Pinsky. He recently wrote a piece for the New Republic Online with this advice: revive the Federal Writers Project. It was first established by Franklin Roosevelt in 1935.
Well, it was a part of the larger Works Progress Administration, and like a lot of other sectors of the economy, journalists and writers were out of work. And the idea was to somehow employ these people and their talents and keep them from starving at the same time. They were organized on a state-by-state basis, a small staff in the capitals of each state, and then they hired writers, editors, photographers, cartographers, geographers to create guides to each of the then 48 states and three territories. And later they branched out into other areas.
And some pretty notable writers came out of all of this.
Oh, yes. John Steinbeck, Ralph Ellison, Studs Terkel, who just passed away, were all products of the Federal Writers Project.
And what were they able to accomplish?
They're best known for these state guides, 48 state guides, which are very comprehensive, still used today. Another thing for which it was known were the slave narratives. In the 1930s, there were still approximately 2,300 surviving slaves before the Civil War. And these writers fanned out and found as many of these people as they could and did lengthy, lengthy interviews about what life was like under slavery. That work was then turned to approximately 17 volumes of slave narratives that are still used as valuable sources for scholarship today.
Let's take a listen to one of the recordings that came out of the Federal Writers Project. This is a recording of a man named H.W. Stuckey. He was a Baptist preacher in Florida.
During my early childhood days, my brother-in-law used to carry me about with him at night to these old-fashioned dances. They would often send for him for 10 and 15 miles around to come and call sets. And one of the songs I remember well was like this. Starching, ironing, knitting, never knew. I had no one to help me, and I had it all to do. Lord,
Mark Pinsky, at the time when these recordings were made, recording was still a pretty novel idea, and I think people were fascinated by it. But in today's world, it's not as novel. You know, people take pictures of themselves with their cell phones, and it's posted on Twitter or Facebook immediately. So why would there be a need for outside writers to come along and document things?
One of the things that characterized the original Federal Writers Project was that they focused on people whose voices were rarely heard. People who were thought not to be part of history. If those aren't preserved, television and, no offense, radio will really wipe out those unique aspects of American culture.
Can you explain how a Federal Writers Project might work under President-elect Barack Obama's administration?
I see it as a kind of a meld between the Pell Grants and the National Endowment for the Humanities Grants. Individuals or groups would go and they would present a project. And they were presented to either a local community college or a local university, or conversely, the colleges and universities could post projects that they would like to see done. People at the community colleges or the universities would then approve or not approve, send it on to Washington, where a small staff would review the programs, review the grants, approve or not approve, and then send the money back.
Mark, you recently lost your job as a religion writer with the Orlando Sentinel. Is there some self-interest here, perhaps?
In a general sense, this would not be aimed at trying to bail out the newspaper business, but it would help the workers, that is, people who are making a transition to something else. And it wouldn't just have to be old geezers like me, but for young writers who would like to get started, young journalists, young videographers, for whom there are not starter jobs, they're not first jobs now, they could, in fact, apply for grants as well, and this would give them, in some cases, a calling card.
Religion writer Mark Pinsky wrote about his idea to revive the Federal Writers Project on the New Republic's website. Thank you so much, Mark.
Thanks for having me, Alex.
And here's another example from the Federal Writers Project. This is music recorded by men working in a turpentine camp in Cross City, Florida. Stay with us. NPR's Day to Day continues.